Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. As you already know, we are highlighting the good in our community. And as usual, we certainly have some great guests in studio with us today and some good work to talk about. Too often do we say to each other, there's just nothing good when I turn on the radio. I go on to TV. All they want to do is talk about bad stuff. I don't even want to listen to it anymore. Well, hey. We're trying to change that. And actually, this station as a whole is a lot of great shows. So I hope you tune in regularly. Thank you for those that are tuning in now. Mom, hi, how you doing? But this would not be the Common Good Radio Show if we did not put one thing first. You've been told it as a very little child. If you do not put this first, nothing else will come together. So every show, beginning of every single show, we show some grace and some love to our loving father that loves us like our own father never could. I love you, Dad, but I'm sorry. We got a father above us that takes care of us even better. And I thank him so. I'm so thankful for the life that he's given me, the testimony he allows me to tell, for, you know, the book, the show, the great guests. Thank you, loving father. And I definitely want to start it off like I do every show with the Lord's Prayer. And it goes a little something like this. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. So, that being said, I have a couple guys here in studio that I was just so, and it's funny how God works. It's like regularly I think of God as like the ultimate jokester, because regularly it seems like he's playing practical jokes on me with the people he brings in my life, the experiences that I have coming back from such, you know, what seems like low places to, you know, being, you know, what I feel like on the top of the world and be able to help people. And in meeting Joey, we'll start off with, that was a case where I was, out helping the homeless and trying to locate unhoused people and locate unhoused veterans to try to connect them with housing. And, Joey, through a mutual friend who was there to take some drone pictures of our show, of what we were doing, and we spoke and we knew that it was definitely, there was something bigger than us that was going on there. So, but let me go ahead and actually introduce our guests. We have Joey Soto and we have Sal Flores. They're with Peloton Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and Spiritual Guardians. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. So, so me and Joey, we met at the, out in the streets. You know, he seemed like he probably had wanted to figure out what I was doing, trying to help people and what that was into. And then he brought me back to doing jiu-jitsu, or at least the jiu-jitsu spot that I actually brought my now 15-year-old to, for him to learn a little something. He wasn't a big fan of it. I think there was probably too much throwing. Actually, there was this one time that he was about to throw the kid down probably a little too hard, and everybody's like, no, and I think that spooked him. But it's cool that, you know, I came back and I went for just a day. I didn't have quite the bandwidth to go every Tuesday and Thursday 6 a.m. that if you're a veteran, they have jiu-jitsu training available for you. And I guess, you know, Joey, I guess get us started. Tell us about, what is Spiritual Guardians, and, you know, what encouraged you guys to do that as a, you know, an off branch off of Peloton.
So Spiritual Guardians is a faith-based nonprofit for combat wounded veterans. Mm-hmm. And we also opened up to first responders, because we did notice that first responders, kind of are in the fight every day compared to, veterans. Mm-hmm. And, we deploy for, 6 months to a year at a time. We come back home, we have a little bit of rest, and first responders are on the grind every day. So the whole reason behind me starting Spiritual Guardians was I was wounded in combat, and I came back. I had a hard time readjusting to life, and I just wanted to help. And I got a lot of help myself, and jiu-jitsu was really big in my help. So once I found out that it was helping me out mentally, physically, and spiritually, in a sense, I wanted to help out other veterans as well in that same aspect.
Yeah, and I'll turn the question to you, Sal. And I guess as a jiu-jitsu instructor and Sal being, you know, the lead jiu-jitsu instructor at Peloton, for those who go by there and want to, you know who to speak to, what's your title?
Professor.
Professor. Yes. Okay. So Professor Sal, what in your, you know, your assessment, how does jiu-jitsu help a combat veteran?
I think it gives them that camaraderie, you know, mm-hmm. that we always talk about, check your six and your battle buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you and your battle buddy in combat, whether you're training in the military or deploying, mm-hmm. you guys are ready to go to battle, right?
Yeah.
So now we're actually kind of battling each other. At the mm-hmm. same time, we're doing it with a little bit of knowing that we're sweating it out and stress, getting the stress out of each other,
mm-hmm.
right? So I think for them, it's a stress relief. Also, I'm getting that building block of confidence in myself back.
Mm-hmm.
And I see, really for me, it's the camaraderie. These yeah. guys can come sit down with each other and all, they don't have the same experience, but similar experiences,
mm-hmm.
and they can share them and not be looked at differently or oddly, I would
yeah.
say, right? Because sometimes we say something, somebody like, I would never do that. You're mm-hmm. like, well, you don't know what we did.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't say that, right? So yeah, and for me, with Joey, he brought his kids first, and then I think his mm-hmm. brother-in-law was like, had some problem, you know, one of his guys had a little problem with anxiety. He's like, hey, he wants to do it again. I'm like, yeah, let's bring him in the morning and let's go slow. And then it took off into what we have now. It's mm-hmm. awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. And it is amazing. And definitely from my own personal experience being there, and I have no apologies no apologies given. I will certainly be there for some more jiu-jitsu. But the time that I did go there, it was something else. It was like, I really almost don't even have words for it. I want to call it magic, because the way that I felt during the day, the interactions that I had with the different partners that I rolled around with, you know, the way I was able to test myself and bond with people, like the guy I got to roll around with, John, which was the guy, you know, one of the guys that is a friend of Joey that brought me there. And it was just, it was like nothing I've ever experienced from a therapeutic level since returning back from Iraq. So I thank you for that, for
and
sure.
And I think that's the key to it, right? You get to start your day doing PT, right? And it's not just like running a mile and a half or 3 miles and come mm-hmm. back and going, okay, that was a long run. No, I'm using every muscle in my body
mm-hmm.
for a good 35, 40 minutes, and you're totally exhausted at the end.
Mm.
But it's that refreshing feeling at the end of, I accomplished something.
Mm-hmm. Man, and you do this every day, huh?
I do it every day.
Gosh. You too, huh?
I try to.
Yeah.
I've come into a couple things where I got to step back a little, but I try and do my best to be there as much
yeah.
as I can.
Yeah, that's...
And I promised them that Tuesday, Thursday, I'd be there in the morning for them, mm-hmm. but they actually do it Monday through Friday right now.
Really?
So, yeah.
That's wild.
Every morning.
I'll get there. I got to work to it. I got my stamina right. Yeah, I got on that third match at the very, very end. I had to take a breather because that's real deal.
Yeah, we get it.
Yeah, we'll talk about all that and more after this break. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We're here with Professor Sal Flores and Joey Soto with Spiritual Guardians and Peloton Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. If you guys haven't been to veteranrescuemission.org, go ahead, check it out. You hear a lot more about the radio show, about the work that we do to help unhoused veterans. You know, we're all over the place. And if you want to know how it works, when it works, where to be, go to veteranrescuemission.org to figure it out. We'll be back right after this break. God bless.
Action Print and Copy is a full-service print and copy shop offering quality products at affordable prices. Everything from black and white copies to large format color signage. Whether you're shopping on the web or in their centrally located shop on the corner of Prince and First Avenue, you'll find they have the best team in town, committed to providing great customer service, ready to help you meet your personal and professional goals. Call 520-829-3075 or go to printapc.com. Action, print, and copy.
If you want to sleep better, lose weight, get your life back, well, this FDA Clear technology will do just that. We guarantee you will lose 2 inches on your first session.
This comprehensive approach to weight loss allowed me to lose 40 pounds in less than 4 months. I feel great.
Call me now to book your first session.
Call us today for your health and weight loss assessment. 520-891-2882. 520-891-2882.
Roofs Are Hot provides excellent construction services for homes and businesses. When it comes to roofing projects, Roofs Are Hot has their processes down to a science. They use satellite imagery with measuring capabilities in order to help them estimate your project accurately without ever stepping on your roof. Roofs Are Hot provides you with options in order to help you make the best decision for your home. Contact Roofs Are Hot for your roofing needs at 520-314-7774 or go to roofsarehot.com now.
Hello, America. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain here with Andres Ruiz.
Yeah. Let's go.
With I Believe in Myself coaching here to motivate us all.
Let's go, man.
The most motivational man I know in the world. And he brought a mini version of himself once again.
The little guy, Abram.
Abram.
Say hi, Abram.
Hi.
Hey. What's up, bud? Yeah, he's like the more mellow of the two mini Andreases.
For sure.
But you could definitely, you could almost hear the gears in his head turning because you can tell he's a super big brain. So I appreciate that about him.
For sure. Yeah.
And then we have Professor Sal Flores and Joey Soto with Spiritual Guardians and Peloton Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu here in studio with us. And we're minding our P's and Q's because I know that they can do leg lock, arm lock, a choke, or a couple other maneuvers if I really get out of line. So nothing but respect, gentlemen.
Not messing with them for sure, man.
And actually, even on top of that, we have a Marine and Airman here in studio with us. So
nice.
Much love. Thank you for your service, guys. I know, Joey, I've thanked you already because I knew it, but I didn't even realize that you were a veteran yourself. So thank
you for
your service.
I'm still an active reservist.
Still active.
Oh, wow.
Nice. Active reserve.
Active reserve. I was a reservist as well, but the first 3 years were all active because I went from basic AIT. 6 days later, they shipped me out to Iraq.
Yeah, no, I've been in the reserve since 2000.
That's wild. How many years have you done now?
I've got 31 now total.
31.
Nice. Yeah. Wow.
So I did 10 years active duty and then got out and joined the reserves, and it's been reserve time since then.
That's powerful.
I know you've been asking this question so many times, but how much longer do you think you're going
to
go?
I'm trying to make 06, so make full bird colonel, and then I can retire.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my goal.
Yeah.
Go from E3 to
whatever that
06.
Is, whether it's one to infinity years.
Right.
Once you make 06, then you can retire.
Man, 31 years, man. When did you start? Like when you were 10 or what? Like
I was
look young,
20 years old. Yeah.
Definitely does not look his age.
So. Huh, that's amazing. Yeah. Well, my dad, he got out as a CW5, and he did 32 years. He retired March of 2020. So you're going to surpass him. You'll be the person that I say that number to now.
It's just funny, though. When I joined the reserves, we had like two retirements. The guy's like, served 36 years. I'm like, why would you serve that long? And here I am.
Yeah, here you are. Yeah, absolutely.
But in the reserves, it's different point structure, different pay structure. So you got to gain those years and points.
Yeah,
to get the pay.
Yeah. But...
But like everybody, I'm still having fun. So
why not? Cool, I mean, especially. I mean, I was reserve. You know, did 5 years of reserves, non-active duty time, and that's nothing. You know, it's reserve time. You can do standing on your head after you do. You know, even a week of active duty time. So that's cool. Yeah. So, but let's get back to the subject we're actually here to talk about. So you told us about what inspired you to do Spiritual Guardians, Joey, but I guess, and we talked about what impact it has in people's lives, but what are your long-term goals for Spiritual Guardian?
So the biggest issue that we see in the veteran community is suicide.
Mm.
And I know we can't save everyone, but my long-term goal is to help out as many veterans shy away from suicide as possible and try and help out our community as much as possible.
Mm.
And I feel like jiu-jitsu has been that savior for us. And it's been great.
Mm.
It's
been real good. Well, let's dream together here out loud. Cause I mean, just having been to the last class and you know, you kind of see the limitations there, you know, what would the next step look like?
Yeah. So I've talked to the professor about this, maybe a time or two,
Yeah, and I don't want to back either one of you to a corner, but no, it was just, I mean, I definitely haven't been involved with it. It's just like, okay, this is amazing. I see
I think it's another tool for somebody, right, that they can come join another resource or group that's not going to look at them differently, right? There's no stigma to it. Okay, that getting rid of that stigma of I have something wrong with me, you know, there's not, because we've all gone through it. Whether you were in the military or not, you know what the military's about, right? So that, and I had a former commander say, don't suffer in silence. So now we have another four or five guys that you might trust to call them at night and go, hey, I'm having a problem. Come help me.
But now you have that, the class, and I think there's... Just to throw numbers out there, you have 15, 20 guys that are in the class. Right. And pretty much, probably you have maybe 30 guys that can probably fit in that space. What happens when you're at 50 guys? What happens when you're at 100 guys? What is that? Because it's going to come.
It's starting already.
So what does that look like? What does that look like?
Just for me, success. Success, and we're getting the word out that we have a program to help you.
Yeah.
It's not about monetary. It's about how can I help the next person, making them better every day.
Yeah. So possibly just, you know, a network of veterans.
Local. Like a true local veterans.
That work out to get, you know, that interact with each other. And maybe even, you know, I don't know, it definitely reminds me a lot of a group called RWR that is like a group of veterans. They go and like they work out together, but it's not as kind of pointed as what you guys do. And I'm definitely and they certainly don't have, you know, this really awesome Peloton jiu-jitsu, Brazilian jiu-jitsu studio, you know, behind them like you do, or like with, it's like, it's almost like there are two things working in parallel with each other, and it's just such a beautiful combination of things. So I guess before I kind of go off on doting on you guys too much, how can people connect with what you guys are doing, and like what are kind of some of the other things that are happening out of Peloton outside of what you're doing with Spiritual Guardian?
So we're offering self-defense classes for the females.
Okay.
Right? I offer like every 3 months we have a class, and it gives them tools. I can't tell them it's not going to be the number one thing to help them, but they got to practice and know they have tools and the mindset. And then for my regular classes, you can compete or you can just come train and learn, right? And it's a learning process. It's not, we tell it's a journey. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. So it's going to be daily grind, but you're going to gain and you're going to progress. Yeah, so we offer classes. And then the kids' classes also. The kids, it's amazing to see a timid kid walk in the door. And about 3 or 4 days later, you can see the light start to come on a little brighter and brighter. And then about a month later, the confidence is already skyrocketed.
Yeah, I'm about to bring this guy in because he's actually been talking about joining karate. So that maybe this is something that.
And I'm biased because jiu-jitsu, but it's a physical contact sport. It's not tackling somebody, but you're putting hands on. Right from the beginning. So
I've heard some great things.
And I think
about
that's where it relates to combat veterans.
Yeah, I can attest
that hand-to-hand combat style.
So definitely up close and personal.
Yeah, I can definitely attest for what you say, Professor Sal, in regards to like. It changes the temperament of this. I mean, it really kind of like, I don't know this, as we always heard it growing up, like the old generation said it, they toughens them up. You know, it's not certainly nowadays, we don't use that verbiage so much, you know, as far as like toughening people up. But if you're looking to toughen up your child, certainly Brazilian jiu-jitsu is a way to do that.
Yes.
And my kid, I think he went maybe 3 times at most, but after that 3rd time, he's a different guy. Like interacting with him, the confidence he has, he used to be, like you're saying, he used to be pretty timid. But now, if you were to have him, and Andreas can attest for this, if you were to have him in the room right now, he'd be the most confident one in this room.
That's great.
Yeah.
It's great to hear.
Mm-hmm. And it was certainly, it was that day where he almost slammed down that little kid and everybody yelled at him that had that effect on him. It may not have made him want him to continue Brazilian jiu-jitsu for whatever reason.
I think it just scared him a little bit.
Yeah.
And he probably didn't understand it.
And he may come back to it.
Yeah,
just like me in my years, like I shared with Joey in the past, my dad has a black belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu. So I learned a lot of that stuff kind of growing up. And I messed with it and I didn't mess with it many times in my life. I have a different journey with it. So it's been cool. But again, actually, we have 20 seconds. So tell people how they can get a hold of you.
On Instagram, we have Peloton Jiu-Jitsu, and then Facebook, or you can call 520-261-2725.
560?
Or 520-261-2725.
That way they will remember it.
Yes.
All right, we'll see you right after break.
Photography by Jonathan Arlia proudly provides portrait, event, real estate photography, and videography to the Tucson area. They're also Part 107 certified to fly drones commercially and provide high-end 3D virtual tours as well. Choosing Photography by Jonathan Arlia to capture your much-needed pictures will help yield the results you need in a friendly and easygoing collaboration. Visit their website at photography-ja.com or call 243-9571 today.
North Star Hyperbaric is an alternative treatment center that uses hyperbaric oxygen therapy, HBOT, to deliver the benefits of 100% medical-grade oxygen under pressure to injured tissue, enhancing oxygen delivery 7 to 12 times normal. Dr. Carol Hendricks of North Star Hyperbaric is a practicing neurologist who specializes in the use of HBOT and pulsed electromagnetic field therapy to help heal her patients. Go to NorthStarHBOT.com today to schedule a consultation.
GAP Ministries is all about impacting one life because they believe that each and every person matters to God. They strive to build up each child they care for and each individual they serve. That is why we at Veteran Rescue Mission volunteer our time in their kitchen and warehouse every week. And we suggest you do too. Go to GAPmin.com to get involved and donate to this blessed organization today.
Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show. I am your speaker and coach, Andres Ruiz, alongside the Jonathan McLean, John McLean.
Yeah.
And we have a...
Don't forget me.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget this guy, Abram Ruiz. Yes. Abram Antonio Ruiz Burgos. Yes.
Ooh, that's a slick name.
I know. It's a powerful name. Yeah.
Do you feel it? Do you feel the power that your name has?
Yeah. Yeah. And today we have a great guest, a great man as well. You know,
yeah,
I've had the privilege of like meeting him. Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I've known him for a little bit, but I feel like I've known him for a long time. So we have a great photographer, Jonathan Arlia.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for being on the show, man. I appreciate
it. You're just so good with names. I that's one of my favorite things about you is your ability to say a name.
I try.
Yeah.
I try.
I don't know if that's a compliment or not, but I just wanted to give that to
you. I'll take it. But yeah, man. But I'm grateful to have him here. And I know that he's done a lot of great work. We actually were talking in the lobby there for a little bit about how much he gives to the community, you know, and that's what I really like about Jonathan is that he's a real giver. And, you know, I just want to say thank you for that, man.
Yeah. Thank you.
Just his heart. You're just such a sweet guy. I don't know how you do it. Maybe it's just like how you were born, but just like every conversation I have with you, every interaction, every conversation I see you have with other people, you just have just kind of this sweetness to you. Like you just really care in a really special way. So I just wanted to share that compliment with you because you definitely deserve it.
No, I appreciate it. And I've seen both sides, the negative and the positive. And, you know, positive is the one that's not going to waste your time and energy.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, for sure. And so, Jonathan, tell us like a little bit about what you do.
Well, I am a photographer here in Tucson, Arizona. I've done a lot of portraits events, real estate, got into drone flying, 3D tours. I'm going to be narrowing my focus to videography, drones, and 3D in the near future.
Nice. That's awesome. And yeah, 3D drones and all that's not the future. That's actually the now. And like, what made you decide to go into that, into doing drones and all that good stuff?
Well, just...
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Well, I got into photography more professionally about 9 years ago and just did a little bit of everything for a very long time. And then I had to think about it a little bit, like, what do I really want to specialize so I'm not just spreading myself all over the place? And it occurred to me a few weeks ago, I was talking to a colleague, and just it made sense, videography, drones, and 3D. They can supplement all kinds of other things like weddings, events, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is interesting because, I mean, just as you're saying, and talk a little bit closer into the mic if you don't mind. I'm in an economics class right now, and the thing that I'm learning that's most grabbing me is specialization. And, you know, any organization, whatever it is, you know, whether it's this radio show or Andreas's motivational coaching or your photography, the more you find a specialty and certainly new technologies and different ways to do photography, which ostensibly we're all photographers, is really genius. And kind of talk about some of this, I guess, some of the stuff that you've been able to do, some of the projects you've been able to do with this kind of newer technology, because it's not only the drones, the 3D, but as well as the 3D photography. So kind of, I guess, explain to, you know, a listening audience member who may be an old fuddy-duddy that doesn't even know about these things and, you know, kind of the depths of what you're capable of.
Okay. Yes. So as far as drones, I'm a little new to it, but I already have some really big things in the works. Cross your fingers. 3D tours. I've done like the Savoy Opera House. Wellness center. I'm working on actually tomorrow. I'm going to be doing a 3D tour for the historic P. McHoney Courthouse Memorial.
Nice.
But I mean, I've had other highlights throughout my career. Like yeah, I'm getting used to this mic here. but like I did a 3-day video thing for a Native American conference at Desert Diamond Casino.
Nice.
Produced 2,500 pictures for a yoga book a few years ago. I've done nice. Events like a block party at downtown with Empire Pizza.
Mm-hmm. So what have been some of the your favorite things to be able to do with a drone or be able to do with 3D photos?
Well, as far as drone videography, I'm definitely interested in that. I've done like some videography of a mountain downtown and like a Sabino Canyon when it got like really super green.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's super cool. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, as you're saying it, I'm just kind of thinking about so many occasions, especially ever since I've learned about drones. Like, for example, I bought my kids like a $50 drone a few weeks ago. That thing was awesome because I could actually look at on my phone on that little $50 thing, and the things like the video I could capture, the picture I can capture, obviously with it, it didn't have the same type of quality that yours did, but it was just out of this world. So for you to be able to capture a mountain, to be able to capture the downtown Tucson or Tucson as a whole, or for example, not too long ago, I had it as a gift, so, or else I probably would have had you do it, but I had somebody do a drone video of me helping the homeless. So
oh,
I,
nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I'm sure you saw it, Andreas, mm-hmm. where it was, you know, I had my setup for the homeless. We had a little concert going on and everything out there. And as we were doing that, there's this little drone video buzzing around. Like there's a swarm of wasps somewhere, but the video came out just out of this world. It was almost as if like I had a professional movie crew out there with us. And I'm guessing that's exactly the quality of stuff that people can expect from you.
Oh, yes. No matter what I do or how much I work on my photography or videography, I'm always pushing the envelope and getting it better. As far as drone technology, you're right. Like, I'll tell you, when I was a kid or a teenager, they didn't exist back then, mm-hmm. but I wanted one. I wanted to, like, build one, but the technology wasn't there, and the technology is here now. Mm. And those things are amazing. They're mm-hmm. very smart. They'll just, like, hover there very, very precisely. You know, mm-hmm. if something goes wrong, they'll come back to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like I see, and they have like my dad's friend has one, and it has a feature on there where you could like circle the car, mm-hmm. and then it will follow the car on its own accord.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
But that's pretty cool.
We'll talk about all that and more after this break. It's a Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Andreas Ruiz, who has a message for you.
Yeah, so if anybody's interested in joining a mastermind to go for your goals and your dreams, I have the blueprint on how to turn goals into achievement, where I will help you create a strategy for that big vision that you've been waiting on for weeks, months, maybe years, and we will help you get over overcome that fear that is stopping you from taking action. If you're interested, send me an email at ibelievecal@gmail.com. We'll be right back. After this is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission.
My heat and air were in a state of disrepair.
The
heat is here and your air conditioner needs to be maintained properly to do battle. I'm Ron Arenas, the owner of Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing. With over 20 years serving the Tucson area, we know triple digits can't get you down if your AC is running right. Call Picture Rocks Cooling at 520-440-4069 to keep your AC in summer shape.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
The Common Good Radio Show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you been struggling lately? Maybe you've had trouble sleeping, difficulty in a relationship, or just suffering from low self-esteem. If so, then today's BetterHelp wants to help you. There's a broad range of expertise in BetterHelp's 20,000-plus therapist network that gives you access to help that may not be available in your area. Special offer to Common Good listeners, get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/Common Good Radio. That's BetterHelp.com/Common Good Radio.
Back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission on 1030 The Voice.
Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show. This is your speaker and coach, Andres Ruiz, alongside the Jonathan Lee McLean.
That's, yeah.
Nobody knew that. Only nobody. I know that.
That's
And Abram. And Abram.
Are you forgetting me?
Yes, I keep forgetting my big guy here.
Can't forget him. He's the star of the show today.
He is. You are the star, right?
He's the light that is making it so we can all see where we're going in here.
Yes, sir. Yeah. And, of course, our awesome guest, Jonathan, here, that, you know, we've been talking about some amazing things that he's already accomplished in his life. And also, like, what he does for the community. But another thing that he's also been doing recently for the Common Good Radio Show as well, like, he's been a part of our team, pretty much, I think. I feel like he's part of the team. And, you know, he's been doing a lot of amazing things behind the scenes. Now he's on the scene, which is really cool. So, yeah. I mean, this guy is, like, everywhere when it comes to the Common Good Radio Show.
That's wild. He really is.
I know, yeah. That's really cool.
I'm very happy to be a part of it, honestly. Just cool people all around.
For sure. Yeah, well,
that's true.
That's why.
If nothing else, if I can't say anything else about us, we are around cool people all the time.
I know, we really are.
Like, we're almost like the scene.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are we becoming the scene?
I don't know.
It takes a team to create a scene, because we got the radio show, we got the Arizona Sands Club and everything that we're part of there. We got, you know, a videographer that comes and records our show and is putting together, I mean, which you haven't even seen the product Jonathan's put together for our show. He's putting together something super sweet, super quality. So nice. Yeah, this is cool. Yeah, definitely, like Andres says, you're on the team. I mean, we didn't even realize. I guess we did realize we were putting together a team. We've been, me and Andreas for the past 2 years have been in some capacity consciously trying to put together a team, but it looks like it's coming together, brother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I guess, I mean, and also I guess the point would be he's taken pictures of our show. So those who have the internets, go on Facebook and go to Common Good Radio Show, and you'll get to see when Jonathan's been in here as a photographer as well as a videographer to do stuff in here. What's actually asking you, what's your favorite between photography and videography, and why?
Favorite between photography and videography.
Yeah.
It's a hard question.
I know it's like a term paper question, huh?
I love both of them so much. I guess videography has the extra magic, because really what it is, you're literally just taking pictures and putting them into motion, you know. There's a really cool YouTube channel called Every Picture a Painting, and it talks about, like, when you're putting together videos and whatever kind, that every part of that, every scene can be like a masterpiece. And it's a very unique feeling to just take the raw footage and then splice it up and put it together and put music to it and everything like that.
That's Photography by Jonathan Arlia. I don't think we mentioned it earlier, but again, Photography by Jonathan Arlia.
And I can hear the passion when you talk about photography and you know, videography and all that good stuff. And I think that's a really important part of making sure that you're creating something great. And like, when did you find out that you wanted to do this? Like, when was that? Like, oh yeah, you know what? I want to do this.
Well, truthfully, coming right out of high school, I had the dream of being a photojournalist for National Geographic.
Nice. Okay. Mm. Cool.
That was my dream job back then. Because nice. I've always loved adventure. I've loved those magazines and everything.
Makes sense to me. Yeah, that sounds like an awesome job.
Yeah. Life had other plans, so other stuff happened for quite a while, and then I just kind of gravitated back to photography and videography.
Nice. Like, when do you think that was that moment that you that it gravitated you back to this? Like, what happened that you just were like, you know what, I want to do this?
Well, I mean, I just started doing it, and then it just kind of crept up on me, and suddenly I'm like, wow, this is remarkable what I'm doing. This is significant, you know? Like, for example, just doing like a family portrait, it can be very, very rewarding to be there in that special moment with the family and kids. But, you know, on the other end, like an event, you go to what, like a concert and you're filming it. I mean, you're just having fun and it's positive, exciting atmosphere. It's an awesome career.
Absolutely. I agree. And you know, you, like you said, it sounds like you really captivate that moment. And when you're taking pictures and doing all that good stuff, like, you know, what does it take to be fully present for you, like to just be in that moment and really embrace that moment?
Well, it can be a struggle sometimes. I don't know who's ever seen the Life of Walter Mitty.
Oh, dude, that's a good movie, man. I love that movie. Really, it changed my life, man. I'm serious. It really did.
Do you remember the part where he's out looking for the photographer and he just happens upon him? And he's in the snow shooting the leopard, you know. And then he says to him, like, "Aren't you going to take the picture?" And he's like, "Sometimes I don't want to separate myself from what's going on."
Ooh, that's, yeah, man, I remember that. That's a good. Oh yeah, that's a great moment, man. That movie, you have to watch it. It really helped me so much.
What was the name of it again?
The Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Yes.
With Ben Affleck. It's a movie that never heard of.
I love Ben Affleck too. How do I not know about that?
You have to check it out.
It's not Ben Affleck. I think it's actually Ben Stiller.
No, Ben Stiller.
Oh, okay. I don't like him as much. So
no, look, I love that movie, man. It just helped me in a really tough time in my life where I was struggling with purpose and finding my purpose. And it just, I don't know, I listened to Major Tom and it just really sparks something within me. So that's cool movie, man. But yeah, I can see how you said that, you know, just like really captivating that moment. And sometimes like it's not when you're taking the picture, but more of like when you're connecting with the people, you know? And, and I mean, so it sounds like you do a lot of like events and family portraits. Like, can you tell everybody like who's trying to look for a photographer, like what, who's your like ideal client, or you know, who do you serve?
Well, as far as ideal client, as I said, I'm going to be transitioning to videography, drones, and 3D. But for now, I'm still doing the other stuff I used to. I mean, you know, if you have a family, and pretty much everyone does, you know, and it's really about photography is kind of like you're taking a moment in time and you're freezing it. You know, and then you can come back and visit at any time, whether that's a month later or 50 years later, you know. Portraits, that's a family. You want to preserve those moments. At event, you know, you want to share the excitement. You know? It's all about communicating that knowledge to other people. And these days you can do it worldwide instantly. It's amazing.
Yeah, that's powerful to hear. I just thought about 50 years from now.
Yeah.
Man, that was... I'm 88 right there. Boom, 50 years from today.
I know. Just imagine.
Just think about.
I was just sitting there on the front porch telling stories, looking back on this moment, laughing.
Yeah.
Like maybe we were in that TV or that little radio studio in Tucson talking with Jonathan Arlia, and he was he was encapsulating our lives, and then everything just took off.
And then now we're 88 doing jiu-jitsu.
Nice. So for those who are curious, like, what differentiates you from the other photographers that are out there? Because I, you know, as I mentioned before, everybody thinks they're a photographer. You know, what differentiates you?
That would be dedication, devotion, turning all the nighttime into the way. You know? Well, very truthfully, though, that's a big part, is that I am extremely invested in every single thing I do, whether it's a small job, a large job. Mm. I am always dedicated to improving my craft. Mm. Just all around, this is a great purpose of mine. Mm-hmm. And it means a lot to me. I know, you know, what I produce for other people, it means a lot to them, too. You know, so the quality and customer service, if something doesn't go quite right, or just, you know, this isn't like a Walmart or Sears, you know, studio kind of thing.
For sure. Yeah. And I can certainly attest to that. I mean, granted, I think I'm super cool, so I think everybody's my friend.
You are super
cool. Yeah. Thanks, man. But from the minute I started working with you, your attention to detail is unparalleled, which I'll be honest with you is a little bit annoying sometimes, you know, being somebody who's a shoot from the hipper like I can be sometimes. But I certainly appreciate it, you know, knowing that you are taking into consideration everything I say and how serious, deathly serious it is to you, that, you know, that one item that I said, hey, I want to, can we do this? And like how you know, you seemed like you go to the edge of the earth to try to figure out how to make that happen. So I've appreciated that about you so far. And I thank you for that. And now that you've set that bar, that's what I expect from you. I expect nothing less.
Yeah.
Nice. So I guess also tell people out there how they can get a hold of you, how they can connect with you, and you know, what are the, you know, ideal services tomorrow if they wanted those done, that you could get it knocked out.
So I did spend some time putting together a good website. You can find it at www.photography-ja.com. My number is 520-243-9571. Reach out to me, and I happily schedule free consultations to make sure that every job is done customized to my client's needs.
Nice.
Good stuff, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really enjoyed this, and I really enjoyed, you know, just connecting with you more, getting to know you more. And, you know, you watch Walter Mitty, you know, that was really cool too, yeah. Man. So, you know, just got to know you a little bit on a more personal level. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, the more things that you're going to be doing, not just here, but out in the community, which you're already doing. And that's one thing that I mentioned earlier, how you do so much for the community, where you're helping people out, you know, helping nonprofits who maybe they can't afford a photographer, and you're giving them your services. And I think that when you give like that, like you do, you know, amazing things are going to come your way, and opportunities. And I don't just mean money, and more like relationships, abundance in, you know, like all these opportunities you're going to get. So I look forward to seeing that.
But it's not the destination, it's the journey.
For sure. Attaboy.
Yep. All right. Well, thank you for being here with us, brother.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's Photography by Jonathan Arlia. This is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am still Pastor John McClain, here with Andreas Ruiz and Abram Ruiz.
All right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we will see you next week. God bless.
Bye, everybody.
This car care tip is brought to you by MPG Tire and Auto. Your vehicle's brake pads are the most important part for stopping your vehicle. The average lifespan of your vehicle's brake pads is between 2 to 3 years. Stop by any MPG Tire and Auto location and have your brakes inspected for free today. Replacing your tires can cost nearly $3,000 over the life of your vehicle. Or you buy a set of tires once, roll them into the Total Car Care Guaranteed for Life program, and that's it. Forever. Seriously, buy it once and never purchase it again. Offered exclusively at MPG Tire and Auto. See program rules for details.
My heat and air were in a state of disrepair.
The heat is here, and your air conditioner needs to be maintained properly to do battle. I'm Ron Arenas, the owner of Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing. With over 20 years serving the Tucson area, we know triple digits can't get you down if your AC is running right. Call Picture Rocks Cooling at 520-440-4069 to keep your AC in summer shape.
Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing.
The
The Pima County Medical Examiner reported that 2019 drug overdose deaths were higher than any other accidental cause of deaths. So thank you for helping keep opioids and other prescription medications away from children in your home. If you'd like to learn about locking caps or lock boxes to keep your home RX safe, call the Pima County Community Prevention Coalition of PEP, Inc., 520-205-4781 and ask about our free medication lock caps and boxes.